The Strengths Movement is based on work by the Gallup Organization and has been popularized in books like Strength Finders 2.0 by Marcus Buckingham. A strengths-based approach asks us to focus on what's working rather than finding fault. It's not about ignoring what's wrong, but puts added emphasis on repeating success. The idea is being used in self-help, personal improvement, and with troubled kids. Youth care specialist Charlie Appelstein was in town talking to organizations that serve at-risk kids. Appelstein uses a strengths-based approach and says bad behavior, like all behavior, is simply sending a message.
Our real job is to decode behavior, understand where it's coming from, use it, weave it, reframe it into a positive. People are much more likely to behave better, make good choices if they have successes in their life. From the moment you wake up in the morning, a tough kid or parent wakes up in the morning, to the moment he or she goes to bed, there should be multiple opportunities for success. And that often means we have to create things or modify for them.
Choices is a service provider network for kids and families in the mental health or social services system. Choices CEO Knut Rado says strengths-based approach is often about reframing our automatic assumptions and reactions.
Not a mom, single mom, stuck with three kids, and getting called and fired from jobs. We discover with her what her strengths are and what she thinks she could do differently with her life if she would receive some extra support, extra encouragement. It could be that we could find her some employment that really matches better.
Professional mentor Diane Foreman explains how this approach works in the classroom.
If you walk into a classroom, sometimes you also see that long list, what I can't do, what I can't do, what I can't do. One way to turn around for a strength-based position is discuss with that child the things that they get to do in class.
Appelstein says the key to using a strengths-based approach is to form a relationship and gain trust with the people you serve. He says even a substitute teacher who has no previous relationship to his students, though, can use the strengths-based approach.
I would probably try to engage him in some way and say, you know, you got a great voice. You're very active. You know, I like that. You know, will you do some extra jobs for me? And if you do, maybe you can have a little extra lunch with me today or something. I might throw an incentive, but I would take what he's doing and try to reshape it into a positive.
For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.